This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Again, to the hour two of Sons of Liberty Radio. You got you, well, with you, truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm a little under the weather today, but I do want to tell you thank you for tolerating me. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just exposing the DARE program, MEDA, programs such as these, I want people to understand that one of the things that we are called to do as the church is to tear down our father's idols, as Gideon did, Judges 6. And if you look at any prophetic ministry from A to Z, guess what? They were always anointed to tear down and to build like Jeremiah did. But you can't rebuild until it's actually tore down, folks, because some of these programs in which I'm highlighting right now are so over-the-top pathetic that, again, as I said earlier, you just can't make this stuff up. But this is what they're teaching kids today. And what I said right before the break was everything that you do in life is a choice. Everything that you do in life is a choice. And let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into every idle word and every idle thought into judgment. And people out there, they just don't understand. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, friends, that evil men understand not judgment. And that's the problem that we're having in this country, is men are not actually establishing justice. And while I said that this is a fact for every single one of us, that we have to take responsibility, when you go to Revelations 21:8, it says this: but the fearful, those that fail to do their duty before God, and unbelieving, because they say they believe but they don't believe. There's a whole lot of them out there. They're believers that don't believe. How that works, I don't know, but God said they will be judged. And the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's what every single one of us has to look forward to, because we understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. That is love, friends. To warn you, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, as it talks about in the book of 2 Corinthians. Why? Because the love of Christ constraineth me, is what it says in context, friends. So, anyways, let's jump back over here. We're jumping over to, well, we just highlighted the drugs, these programs, and now we're getting over to Maximum John Wood. You ever heard of John Wood? They called him Maximum John Wood. He was such a good judge, and John Wood hated crime so much to those that broke the law that every time someone would get caught with the smallest amount of drugs, he would maximize the law against their crimes. That's why they called him Maximum John Wood. Have you ever heard of Woody Harrelson before? Well, he's the actor from Cheers back in the 90s. His daddy was a professional hitman who was hired by the bad guys that were trafficking drugs, and they were busted, and they had to actually stand before that good judge, Maximum John Wood, and they didn't want that to happen, so they hired Woody Harrelson's dad to kill him for $250,000. And guess what they did? They went and they killed Maximum John Wood because, again, he was such a judge, a good judge, that he deterred crime and he put the fear of God in the enemies of those that wanted, basically, friends, to violate the law. See, if you don't have justice, you don't have anyone to enforce the laws of the land, you don't have any liberty. For those that have been listening over the last couple of weeks, we were out on the East Coast. Well, we were. As a matter of fact, just yesterday we left at 3:30 in the morning. On the Supreme Court building, it states the justice is the guardian of liberty. And Moses, again, in the Ten Commandments. One of the things that I'll do in high schools is I'll teach the kids that nowhere in the Constitution of the United States, nowhere in your Bill of Rights, nowhere in your Declaration of Independence, nowhere in any founding document can you find the phrase separation of church and state. At this point, the teachers are getting nervous because they were the ones lying to the students about lines between church and state. You know, the ones that are telling them you can't pray in school, you can't have your Bible in school, you can't do any homework or any projects on Christianity. Hey, I want to tell you something, friends. That is the furthest thing from the truth. And if you have any issues with that, I want you to call me. Because we will set the record straight. We are going to be in a certain part of the United States coming up here next month. And one of the convention centers actually had called the person that was setting up the event at this convention center and said, you know, we can't, you know, we're not sure we're going to have this guy in because we just seen that he's on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list. And it wasn't even an hour later. I don't even think it was 15 minutes later. I already had a phone call into our attorney in Virginia. It was sent off only to find out that there is no issues whatsoever. Of course there's no issues because SPLC has no credibility whatsoever. You know it and I know it, but they want to keep pushing the lie on you, don't they, America? You need to stand up against these people because the law is on your side. And if you don't stand up against these people knowing the law is on your side, it's because you don't love God and you don't love your fellow man. That's just what it comes down to. And that's what you're going to stand before God on that final day and you're going to answer for. Why didn't you do what I commanded you to do? Now, going back to this, friends, because the ACLU is the same thing. We know that Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. I'm sharing this with kids in public schools. And they're saying, no, we did one school in, it was actually in southern Minnesota. And a kid came up to us and said, you're effing lying, man. You're effing lying. I said, listen, he was talking to my wife, and I didn't like that first and foremost. So I told him, I said, do yourself a favor. Go up into the library, grab the Bill of Rights, grab the Declaration of Independence, find the Constitution, bring it over to me, and show me where it says lines between church and state. About 10 minutes later, he comes back, and he starts swearing at my wife all the more. It's like, listen, little dude, you better watch your lines here. What's the problem? You couldn't find it, could you? No, because it's not there. That's why. Why is it that you're so adamant about making sure that there's lines between church and state? I mean, you want to cover yourself away, or you want to turn your face away from the Lord, the one that gave you life, the one that redeemed you through his son, Jesus Christ? I mean, that's what's happening in public schools. But again, friends, for the most part, young people don't know this. But they do after I do a high school assembly. Thomas Jefferson used an erected wall in a letter to the messengers Nehemiah Dodge, Ephraim Robbins, and Stephen S. Nelson, a committee of the Danbury Association in Danbury, Connecticut, a Baptist church in Dayton, Connecticut in 1802. It said, the First Amendment has an erected wall of thou shalt not to the government, friends. The First Amendment has an erected wall of separation between church and state. Guess what they did? They picked the words out of context, and they put it in there, and then they started to scare the people and say, hey, you know what? Thomas Jefferson said there's lines between church and state. Hey, friends, it's not there. That wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, a great delivery system. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So, to show you how your enemy works, we go over to the ACLU again concerning lines between church and state. This is information I've not given you. Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech, This was found on the ACLU's website, friends. Here, let me say that again. Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech, like a bunch of pigeons picking peas. That's not what it says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of the Christian religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech within the confines of law or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Folks, this is tyranny. But again, the American people let the ACLU off with a slap on the hand. Again, the ACLU version, Congress shall make no law, What did they do? They omitted respecting an establishment of religion. Then they went to abridging the freedom of speech, right? What they omitted was, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Folks, this is criminal. This was on their website. But again, they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly what they're doing. Again, keep in mind, Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism. They don't have the law on their side, friends. You should see some of the groups these people attempt to defend. Muslim terrorists, pedophiles, you name it, friends. You name it. A separation of church is nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. By the way, Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States. He was also the president of public schools. And guess what the two books were that were made mandatory in that particular school, public school in D.C. District? None other than the Bible and Watts Hymnals. Now, if you want to find the separation of church and state. You can go over to the Soviet Union, because in the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church. Read Article 52. And going back to your founding forefathers, James Wilson, Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, far from being rivals, or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, of course, because God gave that law, Exodus 18:21. He said, they're friends. They're mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. Now, of course, I had to dig a little bit deeper and go to the word science. What is science? It's the study of creation. Who established government? Well, the creator. So when he's talking about, indeed, these two sciences run into each other, he nailed it right on the head. Now, in contrast, going back to Roger Baldwin, again, from the founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, which it should be the Russian Civil Liberties Union, he said that, and by the way, keep in mind, I'm doing this in a public school, I'm for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of who produce wealth. He said, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the Civil Liberties Union, he said communism is the goal. He said, communism is the goal. I didn't know that they had the law on their side in this country. That would be considered treason, friends. They've been doing this since the 30s in this country, just like Planned Parenthood. See, because the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will become the philosophy of government in the next generation. See, what you have in American government today is a bunch of burnt hippies that are still high on PCP, friends. And I'm not kidding you. You want to talk about from corrupt to top to bottom? Oh, my goodness, friends. Now, let's jump another topic in which I'm talking to students across the country. Because I know, of course, the media has not told you who these people are. Wayne McLaren, he died of lung cancer at 51. By the way, if you'd like to call in and tell me you know who these people are, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wayne McLaren died of lung cancer at age 51. Who is Wayne? David Miller Jr., he died of emphysema. Who is David? Janet Sackman lost her voice box and a part of one lung to cancer. Who is Janet Sackman? Davis Gorlitz, disabled by a stroke in his mid-30s. Who is Davis Gorlitz? Or Will Thornberry died of lung cancer at the age of 56 years old. Who are these people? Let me tell you who these people are. They are the cigarette ad models. These are the cigarette ad models that are dying off, that have cancer, that have emphysema. As a matter of fact, we have that on our My War series as well, friends. We go to these actors. Some of them can't even talk barely. They have to use a straw so you can understand what they're saying. I have a billboard in front of me right now where it was actually posted on the side of the road because there are some good people out there exposing these criminals for who they are. And criminals they are. Actor and model for Winston Cigarette said, my job was to get a 500,000 kids to smoke by 1995. Remember how I was talking about the power of suggestion concerning our young people in this country? I also have another picture of a tobacco executive. He's probably about 75 years old, and he's got a bathing suit on and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And, of course, they're not going to show you that because that's why they have to use these hottie chicks or these hottie dudes to sell their product. They're not going to show you some old man, or they're not going to show you some guy laying in bed with cancer, friends, trying to sell you cigarettes. But again, their objective is to get how many kids? How many kids to smoke? A 500,000 kids to smoke by 1995? That's a lot of young people. How and why the American people will dig up $8 to $10 to $11 for a pack of cigarettes across this country bewilders me to no end. You're paying for the nails in your own coffin. R.J. Reynolds, who founded the tobacco company in 1875, began manufacturing Camel cigarettes in 1913. He died in 1918 of cancer of the pancreas after a lifetime of chewing tobacco. He died in 1918, friends, of cancer of the pancreas after a lifetime of chewing tobacco. See, here's the point. Remember when I told you what goes around comes around? It's sad to say that the seeds that these people are planting are blowing up right in their faces. See, you reap what you sow. God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to, friends, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh. And if you sow corruption, and if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap of the Spirit everlasting life. And you need to understand that the Bible tells us that it rains on the just and on the unjust. The just and on the unjust. Again, it rains on the just and on the unjust. Whatever seeds you planted in your life, you better rest assured there's going to be a crop. So you need to be careful and cautious and prudent about that which you plant into your life. And again, sad to say, the people that I'm highlighting right now, they're the ones planting the seeds that are blown right up in their faces. And in many cases, friends, it's costing them their lives. For those that smoke, I love you enough to tell you this. Right when my mom died, it was in probably 4 years ago now. My mom played the system, and she played the system, and there were several times, and there's no question that the Lord is very merciful for my mom. But she would play it. She would be up in the hospital room, and she'd be up there for emphysema with oxygen on her nose. And we were told that when we would leave the hospital room, she would go in, like a kid in treatment, into the bathroom, light up a cigarette, and blow the smoke out of the vent in the bathroom. How do you feel sorry for people like that? And I used to tell her that. But about 4 years ago, she died. And I was in the room when the doctor told my mom that you're at the end of your disease. There's nothing else that we can do for you. Folks, it was scary the way she was trying to breathe. I could not but help feel. I would have felt for anybody in this particular situation, all the more my mom. But what was sad about it is she couldn't barely breathe. She had watery eyes, tears running down the side of her face because she could barely breathe. But then I thought, how many times did me and my brother tell her to quit doing that? She used to roll the windows all the way up because she wanted to get her money's worth, friends. And she would be, before she was done with one cigarette, she would have another one lit already. I mean, for those that smoke, I want to tell you something. It's a sad, sad thing to see. But if you could have seen my mom, you'd probably drop whatever you have in your hand right now if you're smoking or chewing tobacco. I mean, we have phlegm balls, money suckers, cancerette, breath rotters, malignant, bypass, you name it. You know, it was also interesting to note that when my mom used to smoke her cigarettes and turn to me and my brother sitting in the back seat of the car, while she was coughing her lungs out, literally, she would say to us, "You don't ever want to smoke these rotten things." It's like, hey, hang on a second, Mom. Don't teach me and Brian, my brother, what you don't want us to learn. Because people pay attention to what you do, not so much as to what you say. Whole lot of hypocrisy, right? Oh, my goodness. This part, friends, going into speaking of hypocrites, have you ever heard of Barbara DeAngelis? She's a popular teacher who teaches dads and moms throughout the country how to make love and marriage work. Are you ready for this? She teaches daddies and mommies how to make love and marriage work. Did you know that she was divorced 5 times? We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flocket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, we're pretty quiet out there for some reason today. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something. I'm giving information to the listener, regardless of where I'm at, what setting I'm in, what geographic or what demographic I might be in, because I understand that no one else might take the time and actually love on them enough to tell them the truth. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. Charles Spurgeon said, if sinners be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped about their knees, imploring them to stay. If hell must be filled, let it be filled in the teeth of our exertions, and let not one go unwarned and unprayed for. That's why I'm highlighting what I'm highlighting right now. I love the young people. I love the listener enough to tell you, listen, enough of the hypocrisy. Look at this. Look where this is going. Look where this has brought us. Again, read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Right before the break, I was talking about Barbara DeAngelis. She's a popular teacher as to how to make daddies and mommies throughout the country. She teaches them how to make love and marriage work. Matter of fact, she's got one book in front of me, Making Love Work. Another one is The 100 Most Asked Questions About Love, Sex, and Relationships. Did you know that she was married and divorced 5 times? Did you hear what I said? And she's teaching Americans how to make love and marriage work. Friends, you need to know who you follow, John 14:6. Or what about former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy? Who does he pick? None other than, oh, what do I say about this person? She is, to me, I'll hold on to that one. She's despicable. She's disgraceful. Whoopi Goldberg, former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy, Whoopi Goldberg was his pick to prevent teen pregnancy. On his board resided none other than, again, Whoopi Goldberg. Friends, do you know that she's had numerous abortions? and yet they have her on primetime television every day, right? And we have all these foolish women that are sitting there watching this individual. To bring them right to the ditch. If the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. Know who you listen to, friends. Speaking of Bill Clinton, did you know that there's a sign? We actually seen these signs when we were in Arkansas doing high schools. It says, "Welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of President Bill Clinton." And right under that, in compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender. Of course he is. You guys all know who Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera are, right? Well, they love to rip their clothes off for the world to see all, and then they have the audacity to go up to the pulpit and receive their award and then thank none other than Jesus Christ himself. Hey, folks, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Why is it that we have these two whores up on the stage teaching our young people? Making out with Britney Spears and Madonna making out, and then what do they start to advocate? Homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, which, by the way, they do not have the support to uphold. But what do? They thank Jesus Christ. Friends, you need to know who you allow to influence you. What about Madonna? She's a piece of work too, isn't she? She says she has her demons that she fights with. Of course she does, because she feeds into it. This is the woman that's actually teaching little 11 and 12-year-old girls with their mommies right next to them who paid for them to go in and see this whore, and a whore she is. But interestingly enough, it's interesting how she'll sit there and say, I'm going to go to hell and I don't give a blank. You can see the videos online, friends. Matter of fact, if you'd like to see it on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the My War series and you can see it for yourself. Madonna was asked by Stephen King sometime back. Madonna was asked by the parents to tone down her sexual innuendos. You know what she said? She said that she pleads the fifth. Isn't it interesting how criminals know how to plead their rights that God has not given them? And for some reason or another, the people think that it's legit. You know, she was asked what her daughter watches on television. You know what she said to Stephen King? She said, Larry King. You know what she said? She said, "My child's not allowed to watch that garbage." Wow, that is just absolutely amazing. Speaking of hypocrites, friends. Now she's writing books for children. Friends, I got a question for you. Whose footsteps do you suppose that these kids that read her books will follow in? Whose footsteps? Is she going to be the author and finisher of their faith? I hope not. What about R. Kelly, speaking of hypocrites, soul and hip-hop musician who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity? It's interesting to note that the USA Today high-fived R. Kelly, you know, because he was out there, you know, recording songs to stop AIDS. You know what's interesting about R. Kelly is the fact that in 2002, R. Kelly was indicted for 21 counts of child pornography. He was actually busted on film with a 14-year-old girl. On film. On film. And they let him go. But this is the guy that's put up to stop sexual promiscuity, friends? Give me a break. Why is America in the ditch that it's in? Why is it being turned into hell in such a fashion that it is? Hey, friends, if the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide. So you need to ask yourself, what do those you follow stand for? That's why it's good to keep your eyes single and fixed on the Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Mark this, you will not go beyond those you allow to teach you. How they stand or fall is how you will stand or fall, rest assured. Well, somebody out there saying right now, Bradley, you know, I just don't think that they're influenced. There's your problem right there. You're thinking. You don't think. Their influence has no power over me. Really? Their influence has no power over me. King Richard III of two centuries ago, he was hunchbacked. All of his king court servants became hunchbacked. Just by being around King Richard III. Oh, but their influence has no power over me. How about the Princess of England two centuries ago? She had a temporary limp. Guess what the women in that country started to do, friends? They began to emulate, copy the Princess of England two centuries ago by limping, just like she was. You guys ever see that movie, E.T.? We seen it as kids, right? You know, phone home. Did you know that in Sweden, that movie, E.T., was banned to children under 11 years old? Can anybody tell me why? It was banned because he would talk back and show disrespect to his parents. That's something that they learned from Americans long ago. During the movie E.T., there was actually a scene where Elliot put down Little Reese's Pieces to draw E.T. into his house. Do you remember that? Did you know that it was a 2 to 4 second increment? Did you know that Reese's Pieces sales went up 400% during the duration of that movie? Yeah, but Bradley, their influence just has no power over me. There's no influence over me whatsoever. Well, it's working on somebody, isn't it? Remember that little waggly-eared dog? You kiddo Taco Bell, right? You kiddo Taco Bell, that little waggly-eared dog, Chihuahua. Did you know that they did a 30-second commercial, 12.9 million units flew off the shelves in record time, Business Wire, December 1998? Yes, it does have influence over you, regardless if you see it or not. Last summer, on the front page of the newspaper, I looked down and read sex offenders being released in the community. I thought, wow, maybe the press is getting good. They're actually warning us that these offenders are being released in our communities. See, the problem was, as I looked up and on the same rack was the same pornography that fueled the perverts' fire in the first place. See the hypocrisy, friends? America, you're doing it to yourself. What about Cosmopolitan? You know, when you walk into the stores, you see them right at kid eye level? And without fail, there's something filthy that's posted on the front page of Cosmopolitan. So much so, friends, that they are putting covers over the top of them now. You ask managers as to why they're always in the front lane like that. She said, one individual did, that that's all bought and paid for. You know, the headlines on Cosmopolitan, like what sex is like for him, or boost your body confidence in bed. You know, these little girl magazines, how to find your me spot. And then we have the little Christian, professed Christian Jessica Simpson, what sex feels like for a guy. Isn't that cute? Yeah, isn't that sweet? Yeah, she's looking out for all the little girls, isn't she? Yeah. When you open up Cosmopolitan magazine, it's interesting that it says, as you know, all of us at Cosmo are really proud of the fact that our magazine is packed with intimate advice on how you can have a happier, healthier sex life. That's all you need is the Bible. What's interesting, on page 66 in one of these particular magazines, it said, on page 66, also check out our Rape Stoppers campaign update on page 66. What's the fuel that's being poured on the fire here, friends? As you know, they said, we have running this since the start of last year to help raise money for a national helpline for survivors of rape. But never has it been more needed than now. Wow. Speaking of sex, it's promoted through MTV, magazines, Hollywood, music, you name it, sexual innuendo everywhere and anywhere. See, my little boys, they get to walk into every store they go into, right at kid eye level. What do they see? Semi-pornography. Huh. I have to tell my little boys, this is just for a bunch of perverts that can't actually meet a woman the way that they're supposed to meet a woman, or vice versa. Instead of leaving it up to the Lord, they got to go out there and fulfill their lusts rather than the Lord's desire. High school in Canton, Ohio has succeeded in setting a new record. 65 of the girls attending that high school in Canton, Ohio are pregnant. 65 girls in one school are pregnant. According to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. Friends, I didn't even know that 11-year-old could have a child when this first came out. Radio show host picks up the story and he runs with it. Outrageous, they shouted. Failure, failure. Really? Well, think about it. They succeeded at one thing. They have succeeded in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives unto their own demise. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Final segment coming up right on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So a high school in Canton, Ohio has succeeding in setting a new record. 65 of the girls attending are pregnant. Hey friends, wasn't it the Lord that said wisdom is justified by her children? Who trained those kids up? According to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19. Friends, honestly, I did not even know that 11-year-old could be impregnated when this first came out. A radio show host picked up the story and ran with it. Outrageous, they shouted. Outrageous! 65 of the girls attending the school in Canton, Ohio are pregnant? How did that happen? Really? Are you kidding me? How did that happen? Well, think about it. They succeeded at this one thing. They succeeded in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives. By the way, that's one of the reasons pornography is released on the people. Because they are so adamant. And I'm talking about these New World Order monkeys, the enemy of your soul. They want to zero in on the men to weaken your nation. That's exactly what's happening. And then what they want to do is they want to put an effeminate little homosexual, sodomite, in the White House as an example. See, what you're not showing, of course, are the billboards of people suffering from AIDS, HIV, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia. Folks, this portion on My War, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, is second to none. Because you need to see some of these pictures. I used to have a guitar player. That thought it was really cute when he'd wear a shirt that said, I have sex on the first date. That's not what it said. It was much more vulgar than that. See, but it wasn't so cute when my guitar player got back from off tour and he found out he actually contracted the HIV virus. See, Jason didn't think it was cute when he got back from tour and found out that he had HIV for several weeks, friends. They had to keep him pumped up full of steroids to keep his body alive. See, young people are patronized as condoms are thrown out to them in case you just can't say no or you just can't help yourself. Or girls, if you want to get a little promiscuous, just go ahead and get yourself on the pill. Do you remember the Titans? Remember the Titans? It was based off a real movie. A real story back in the, I believe it was in the early 2000s or maybe in the 1990s. Well, do you remember Coach Boone, the black dude, used to get the team up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go running? And do you remember the white coach said to him, this is a high school football team, not the Marines, right? Remember what the black coach said to the white coach that didn't really care for his football team the way that the black coach did, Coach Boone? He said, you're not doing these kids a favor. You're patronizing them. You're crippling them, America. You're crippling your children by being taught, by being indoctrinated this immoral garbage. You live in a society where you're taught to be good lawbreakers, friends. If you want to speed, just to prove my point, go buy yourself a fuzzbuster, a radar detector. I mean, that's the kind of system you live in. You can go buy a fuzzbuster to break the law. You can buy, if you have enough money, you can always get a good lawyer to get you off any crime committed. That's the message to the young people in this country. That is injustice. Read Amos 5. They've turned righteousness into wormwood. Their eyes have been blinded because of a gift. Dr. Malone Johnson, M.D., BannonBooks.com, 1997, was a doctor who actually contracted the HIV virus. Now, I want you to listen carefully as to what he had on. He said, as always in such circumstances, I suited up carefully, first putting on my blue scrubs, then a hooded jumpsuit. I donned on more arm protectors, a plastic face shield, and two pairs of latex gloves. He said, Dr. Malone Johnson did, heavily armed against the virus, I pushed the gurney with the dead body on it into the autopsy room. And even after all of this, he still became infected with the HIV virus. Condoms, huh? Got a guy in front of me, a picture of a guy whose half of his face is completely blackened because he reaped the curse real quick. He said that I did something that I knew I shouldn't have done. It was an act of sodomy, friends, is what it was. He said, I was taught to believe God was a loving God and I could do just about anything. He is a loving God, but he loves you enough to warn you. He said, but I was taught that he would just forgive me. And he said, now I found out differently. Wait a second, you reap what you sow. You don't get a second chance there. 10,000 doctors in the United States demanded the removal and resignation. This was under Bush, too, friends, of the director of the Federal Center for Disease Control, Dr. Jeffrey Copeland. Why? Because they are promoting, the government is promoting safe sex education as official government policy while the government has known about the limitations of condoms and preventing sexually transmitted diseases. They are deliberately misrepresenting the risks in sex education curricula and public health. Furthermore, friends, why is the government teaching your kids about sex anyways? That's not their job. This is called usurping parental authority and parental rights. Yet they're doing it. I did a school at a, I'm going to wrap it up after this. I did a school where it was a alternative schools for the hardheads. It was a little 14-year-old kid. And I said to him, I was talking about sex the way that I am right now. And he kind of puffed up at me, you know, because they know everything at this point. And I looked at him and I said, so it's okay to have sex? He said, yeah. Like he ever had sex before a day in his life, right? He was just trying to be cool. He was just trying to fit in. That's all it was, friends. I could see it. And interestingly enough, I just asked him, I said, so that girl that you say that you love, because you got to remember love gives and lust takes, what would you think of that girl that you say that you love to be with two or three guys before you finally get to her? All of a sudden, it wasn't cute anymore. See, it's a law unto themselves. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When you put that law unto themselves, friends, they begin to put things into a different perspective. I want to say this, if you get a sexual disease, guys, girls, there is no ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. The best way to stop destruction is abstinence. By the way, you're told that kids don't want to hear about abstinence. The fact is, 93% asked, when asked, said they want to hear the absolutes concerning abstinence. In other words, waiting until they got married. Have you ever noticed the more immoral people become, the more laws are put on the people? We're going to get to this part next week, and we're going to close out this five-part series.
Well, you know, it was John Adams, I believe, who said that our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. I believe it was either George Washington or John Adams who made that comment, but it still reigns true today. And this documentary series that Bradley is going over with you, people believe in it so strongly who have seen it. In fact, it's been airing on Dove Television for a long, long time now. And we actually have a support. I want to bring this up. He is a son of liberty. His name is Lewis. He's from Texas. He believes in this message so much that he literally keeps ordering our Sons of Liberty Super Pack over and over and over again and sending it to family and friends and all these different people because he wants them to hear the truth because it resonated with him so strongly that he believes in getting this for everybody and getting it out there. What I love about this documentary series, even when we do our events, and we have our table, I always say it's the best thing on the table because you always have it. You know, lots of people when they hear the presentation, or for those of you who are listening to the radio program today, you're saying, wow, this is such good information. Oh, I would love this for my class. I would love this for my Sunday school. I would love this, you know, when I teach high school or at my university college campus. These stats are awesome. Listen, go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says our store. Go on there. You'll find our My Ward documentary series. It's for $60 on there, but the information is priceless. And what you're hearing today on the radio show is part one, but then there's four more parts. It's literally a five-part documentary series. I think about 7 hours worth of information. You cannot go wrong. You can show it at, you know, a church, a tea party, a school meeting, whatever you can do to get your word out there. There is no excuse for doing nothing. So again, our My War documentary series, you'll find at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. At the store. Get it today. You will not be sorry. I also want to point out our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, as Bradley mentioned, and he's been keeping you up to date these past 2 weeks. We've been out on the East Coast seeking and saving that which is lost. I mean, you name it, we've been going. We've been getting the word out there through events, through radio interviews, for passing out gospel tracts wherever we go. And in our newsletter that went out today, and for those of you who get our newsletter, if you don't, you can sign up at Sons Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com. But what's nice to know about, as I said, you Sons and Daughters of Liberty, you faithful supporters, you keep us on the move. So you can feel good about what you're giving to, because it's not like, you know, you're just giving to some ministry that sits and does nothing. Yes, you're behind the mic, I should say, 6 days a week, preaching not only nationally but internationally, but we're also doing events, getting out there, seeking and saving that which is lost, and we cannot do that without faithful supporters.
Let me ask you something. What good does it do anybody to sit there and magnify the problems?
Nothing.
We need to tear it down, and we need to educate the people because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's it.
And people know that there's something wrong out there. They're sick and tired of being lied to. They're sick and tired of the bombardment they get through the media, through you name it, other radio programs. They just feel like, oh, where's my rope so I can go hang myself because there's no hope. We know that the hope is found in Christ. We know where our hope is, but we cannot do this without faithful people to support us. We're asking for Sons and Daughters of Liberty out there. We're inviting you to be part of this by joining us today. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and faithfully support this work on a monthly basis.
Folks, again, thank you for putting up with me today. I love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon. See ya.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.